My name is Luke Rendell, and I'm a master's lecturer in marine biology at the University of St Andrews. I'm here to talk about what we're calling the Scottish Acoustic Marine Mammal Observatory, or SAMO for short. SAMO is an array of three specialised listening buoys that are being deployed along the east coast of Scotland between St Andrews and Stonehaven. The buoys are in the water right now, so if you see any yellow unidentified objects floating in the water, it's probably them. And they are waiting to have their electronics installed, and then we hope the buoys will be online in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The PAM in PAM buoy stands for Passive Acoustic Monitoring. So they have a hydrophone which connects to a computer, which runs what we call detection algorithms. So it listens to the sound coming into the device, and then it looks for certain characteristics. So, for example, for harbour porpoises, it would look for short transient clicks in the 40 to 80 kilohertz frequency range. So we can use those technical details about the knowledge of the vocalizations that different marine mammals produce to train our detectors on PAM buoy to detect when they are passing through. They are situated along the east coast of Scotland, not by coincidence, but because there are some very major offshore renewable energy developments planned in that zone, and they will form a critical part of the baseline monitoring and then ongoing monitoring during installation and operation of these sites, so that we can really be sure that these developments aren't having ongoing and long-term impacts on populations of bottlenose dolphins and harbour porpoises around the coastal seas. More than that, though, they are a window into the acoustic ecology and the acoustic world of our shelf seas. So the concept of the observatory is that it will be an open access data source. The data will be available to anyone, so you can go to the website and have a look at some of the basic forms of data that are going to be put up there. So simple counts of how many clicks have been heard over certain time periods, and there'll be historical archive files put up there as well. And then we'll be keeping a data archive which will be open to anyone, whether from government to meet their management obligations, or industry wanting to meet regulators on their activities, scientists who are looking to study the biology, ecology, behaviour of marine mammals in the area, and then anyone who wants to perhaps figure out what time they should go for a walk on the cliffs of Stonehaven to have a good chance of seeing a dolphin could go onto the website and get that information from there. So moving forward, obviously, we call it the Scottish Acoustic Marine Mammal Observatory. At the moment, it's three buoys on the east coast, but we're hoping that this observatory concept will prove attractive and will, as more of these devices get installed around the coast of Scotland, that more and more data streams will come online, and we'll end up with a very powerful resource for monitoring and understanding marine mammal populations and the broader acoustic ecology of the waters around Scotland. The detectors that we've programmed into the PAM buoys can detect things that we are expecting to hear. So we know what a bottlenose dolphin sounds like, and we know that there are bottlenose dolphins in the area, so we can build a detector that will take account of those parameters. But of course, the wonderful thing about putting something out there is that you're going to get things that you're not expecting. And so to make sure that we don't miss those, the PAM buoys will also make regular scheduled recordings where they will record 1 minute out of every 30. So there's a good chance of any unexpected animals passing by or unexpected sound sources that we'll be able to pick them up. And then the detectors themselves have the capability to decide this is interesting enough to make it worthwhile making a recording of just that particular encounter. So we'll have just regular recordings really of the acoustic scene coming off the buoys on a regular interval. So as well as just detecting the sounds, we can analyse them in a variety of different ways to give us information about how animals are potentially using the habitat along the east coast. So for example, bottlenose dolphins are known to have individual signature whistle contours. So we can use the whistle detector to potentially track those contours as a proxy for tracking the individuals up and down the coast, and by that way get a window into how different individuals are using different parts of their habitat. At the same time, we can track things like porpoise activity and see how that relates to the tidal cycle, and it's possible there's an interaction between dolphins and porpoises along this coastline, a kind of exclusion effect, and we'll be able to investigate that in a lot more detail using these devices.